Hello, Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And with me today is one of our favorite people in town, Marcus Goschwick. He is the executive director of the Warehouse Arts District and also an Austrian jazz pianist and composer. And he has a concert coming up on the 22nd. Welcome, Marcus.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nanette.
Tell us a little bit about the free concert and your trio that will be performing at the Imagine Museum.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. We're very excited for the upcoming date at the Imagine Museum. And then actually the day after, we're performing at Timokua Arts Foundation in Orlando. So it's a mini tour, a mini Florida tour for the trio. And we are going to premiere a few new compositions that I wrote just in the last couple of weeks. There was certainly enough inspiration in the air to express myself musically and in the way that artists do about current events or just personal things that have been happening to me. So I have a lot of new material that I'm very excited to play with the trio for the people that are coming to the Imagine Museum and to Timokua in Orlando.
So the trio is Michael Washington on drums and Elias Tona on bass. Tell us a little bit about this group that you have put together.
Yeah, this is I've worked with Michael Washington before at the St. Pete Jazz Festival, and Elias, I've known about him for a while now. He's a great bass player coming out of Venezuela, and he's spent some time in Miami, so we know a lot of we have a lot of mutual contacts, and really like his playing, very sensible and very attuned to world music and different rhythms and different grooves from around the world. And he brings all of this rich culture and tradition to our music, to the music of the trio.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Marcus is a Steinway artist, and I had the joy of being at your concert. Not only is your music global, lyrical, and high energy, but it also, if I recall, you were influenced in previous CDs that I listened to during the hurricane by places you visited and sounds of nature. How has sounds of nature inspired some of the new work you're doing?
It was a project that I did for a number of years. It's called the Found Sounds Project, where, you know, different sounds would inform a composition or the rhythm for a specific tune or the melodic line. And for many years, that's been sort of my my focus. You know, at this point, I've moved away a little bit from the Found Sounds Project. I'm trying to write more music for film, for you know, different opportunities, and so that the new compositions actually do not come from Found Sounds. It's still something I'm very interested in, but some of the new music that I've been writing is departing from that.
So tell us a little bit about one of your new songs. Give us a little backstory on one.
Sure. I think one of the new compositions that I wrote recently is called Elevator Romance.
That's intriguing.
Yep, exactly. And I think everybody may or may not have a story where they're maybe stuck in an elevator, either with a crowd of people and they're locking eyes with somebody, or they're with their significant other, and it might just be that moment where you're finally alone and you have some time to just, you know, embrace yourselves for like the 30 seconds of the elevator ride that you have. So it could be a moment of intimacy right there. And that's one of the compositions that just came up recently. So again, inspiration can be found in literally everything and nothing. And that's what makes this form of music so exciting, is that you bring yourself to the music and hopefully connect with the audience and just share a mutual experience there.
So the Imagine Museum has done an amazing job of creating these very compelling and unique and diverse events, anything from anime to jazz music, their pop-up markets. Is this your first concert at the Imagine Museum?
Yes, it is. And I think David Flatt, the executive director, has done an amazing job of bringing talent to the museum and bringing new audience to the museum. So I'm very excited to be there on Friday and just to get a sense of the audience, and just it's very exciting for us.
Well, let's just switch gears a little bit to the Warehouse Arts District Association. I'm going to congratulate you. You just celebrated a milestone event with your fundraiser.
Yes, it was our first gala just a few weeks ago. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Warehouse Arts District, how many years it's celebrated, and about the gala. Just take us back a little bit to a few weeks ago, because it was a big milestone event, particularly post-storm.
Right. Post-storm and a day after the election. So it was a
double whammy.
Yeah, it was very interesting. But that's the beautiful thing about the arts, is that it brings together folks from both sides of the aisle. There were folks in there that were not so happy with the result, and folks in there were very happy with the presidential election. But what everybody agreed on is the importance of the arts and the work that the Warehouse Arts Association is doing in the communities. And we were able to present some of the work that we do in schools and in places like Mount Zion Christian Academy, Academy Prep, Boley Centers, Jordan Park, and some of the educational work that we do, in addition to a new AI tool that we've developed for schools. So it was a big celebration of the arts and of the work that we do as an organization, and it could have not gone better. Maybe we would have chosen a different date if we didn't have to postpone it because of the hurricanes. But again, the turnout was amazing. We were sold out, I think, 2 weeks after we announced the date. So it was just a big success.
So in addition to coming for the the Arts Alliance Art Walk on second Saturday, what is the Warehouse Arts District going to look like during the holidays, and are there some extra special celebrations planned?
Yeah, we started in October. We have reintroduced the Warehouse Arts District specific trolley that's going to make six stops here. It's a looper that every 15 minutes you can hop on and hop off in different arts with different arts businesses. And so that's a new element that we're bringing into the Warehouse Arts District. 12 years ago, that existed, and then it took on a different shape, different form, and now we're bringing it back. So even for the first time that we did it last month, it was a big success. That we're going to look to continue that in December. So there's going to be the Star Trolley District Looper. And in addition to that, very, very big and very important for our organization is the Holiday Village that we're creating together with Mount Zion. And there's going to be a shuttle going back and forth between the Mount Zion Church and the Arts Exchange campus, and we'll have the Mount Zion Choir perform again on our stage, and we'll have the Mime Ensemble, and it's just going to be such a big celebration of the holiday spirit, really. And so if whoever is interested in checking that out, make sure to come out for December 14th Art Walk.
Absolutely. And, I'm just going to say, for those of you, I have seen the Warehouse Arts District grow from Tracy Kennard sitting in the front room, and it was being built out, to you joining it. You have really pursued the education and the outreach. And I know that education, musical education, and supporting young artists is so important to you, Marcus. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really, the flagship program here that you're referring to is Arts Exploration, which is a visual arts program that's in four different locations in South St. Pete. Because we realized about 2.5 years ago is that build it and they will come doesn't really work for us, and doesn't really work for the community that we're in. So we felt challenged and tasked to go into the communities that are historically underserved and that are neglected. So that's why we brought art to these places, and we a lot of times we find sponsors or underwriting in order to do so. And that's been just a very big part of our mission, is just to be able to do our part as a nonprofit in the community and to bring arts education where it's needed the most.
That is just wonderful. So, folks, I'm going to recap what we've been talking about. First of all, musician Marcus Goshlick will be at the Imagine Museum the 22nd of November. He'll be playing with Michael Washington and Elias Tona. It's a terrific location, easy to park near. That jazz night, believe it or not, is free. We love that. And then secondarily, in his role as executive director at the warehouseartsdistrict.org, please look that up. There are some events coming up, the Holiday Village with Mount Zion, December 14th. Is that correct, Marcus?
That's right. Yeah.
And then the second Saturday Art Walk. Marcus, I, as we part for the holidays, what are some of your, even though I know that you didn't always grow up here, what holiday traditions do you enjoy and remember most and look forward to this season?
just spending time with family as much as possible. Most of my family is overseas, so we're trying to coordinate some travels, and I'm looking forward to my firstborn, my first child coming into the world early next year. So that's
Mazel
certainly,
tov.
yeah, thank you so much. That's certainly on my mind at all times.
Well, for those of you who please go to Marcus's website. It is www.markusgottschlich.com. Look up everything. His CDs are available. Look those up. And can I just say that on any night, at any party, at any dinner, or just if you're sitting by yourself by candlelight, there is nothing better than Marcus on piano. Marcus, thank you so much for being here. Parting words for our listeners.
I'm looking forward to seeing folks come out to the Imagine Museum or an art walk or whatever chance we get for an encounter. And I'm just really excited about the arts community here in St. Pete and how it grows and how it's resilient. And that's just very inspiring to me.
Well, and it's thanks to the work of the Warehouse Arts District and Marcus that it is so. For Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser. Greetings and thank you, Marcus, for being here.
Thank you so much.